Welcome to Stifel's Sightlines podcast, focusing each week on a topic or two important to investors. Well, greetings and welcome to the Sightlines podcast. This is Michael O'Keefe, Stifel's Chief Investment Officer. Hey, I want to continue the discussion about optimism in the environment and artificial intelligence. We know that the markets, as we talked about in the last episode, are up a bit here in 2024. And so much of that is driven by this optimism that's embedded in the psyche of investors and individuals as we sort of learn more and more about the potential for AI. But I also want to get into not only the potential looking out into the future, but also actually real life applications today. So that's the topic for this episode. Let's jump in. Let's start with the idea of what is AI, the definition of AI. And so, you know, just to take a step back, basically, AI is a process where computers are going to learn. They're going to process data. Think of it as the computer processing both inputs and outputs, inputs and decisions from those inputs to learn how to think and make decisions like that, just like humans. And generative AI actually goes a step further. It's sort of like, after all that learning, can the computer be asked to actually create new things? So think of things like, of course, text, like writing or speech, or even images or videos. And honestly, just the way it's going, all of this is sort of happening to where that produced content from generative AI is getting more and more real. It's as if it's being created by a regular person. Now, one of the things that's notable, of course, as we've discussed before, is that AI learns on data. There's basically 2.5 billion gigabytes of data created each day. And, you know, so think of it as the equivalent of 19,128 gigabyte mobile phones. Some data. Here are some examples. 1.3 billion photos shared on Instagram every day. 1 billion hours of YouTube content streamed every day. 300 billion emails sent and received. And 150 million U.S. credit card transactions. That's just the kind of data that AI is ultimately getting access to, obviously, when they're kind of controlling things in terms of confidentiality and all that. But bottom line is this information's out there, and different companies that have access to it appropriately can kind of use it to learn, basically, and sort of build the AI models. Now, in terms of productivity, we've talked about some of this before. One data point is by 2030, that about 30% of the hours currently worked by humans could be automated. Another interesting one is I think it's just over 40% of companies, 42% of companies by one study, the sort of the bigger scaled enterprise type companies are actively deploying AI. So it's becoming much more commonplace. In any event, in terms of applications that we're seeing, some interesting and kind of exciting applications, let's start with healthcare. So for example, essentially the AI is driving the capability to predict the shape of a protein, and this could be in terms of, let's say, creating and inventing drugs, a process that before took years to do and millions of dollars. Basically, new models can do it almost instantly. Another one is the idea that a new class of antibiotics have been invented using AI. Ultimately, that new class then able to kill what was previously drug-resistant bacteria. So that's kind of a big deal. Related to that, a new tool able to diagnose sepsis. So this is a life-threatening response to infection. And so there are just all kinds of things going on in healthcare. Now, when we look beyond healthcare, think about farming. So AI able to scan 2,100 square feet of farmland per second. And that's quite a lot of data. And I think that it's equivalent of 6,000 eyes looking at that space. And the bottom line is, what farmers then with technology are able to do is spray herbicide only on the weeds, therefore reducing their costs, but also, of course, improving the quality of the crops that they deliver. Other areas where in industry where AI being used, think of it as sensors being installed on equipment, where the sensors can keep track of what's happening and actually predict equipment failure before it occurs. And then finally, when it comes to maintaining equipment, increasingly augmented reality, that blend of reality and virtual reality, basically, that's helping technicians sort of live in the field with things like aircraft, for example, essentially maintain equipment, which is very powerful. Now, the last thing I'll mention is the idea of sort of human-like interaction. And so, for example, this is kind of a cool thing. A leading makeup company recently released a voice-enabled makeup assistant that's specifically designed to help visually impaired people with applying their makeup. How interesting is that? And then finally, and this one I really find striking, think of it as bots, that AI bots that are basically taking on the role that maybe on a phone call that would normally happen between a patient and a nurse, a human nurse. Basically, they've got these bots able to have those conversations, interactive conversations. But importantly, as they evaluate the performance of those bots, they basically match or exceed the performance of the human nurses. Think about things like medical safety or bedside manner. There are all kinds of different ways that they'll evaluate it. But the bottom line is they've gotten real enough and accurate enough that they're actually performing as good as or sometimes better than the human role that they're trying to replace. And again, what we've talked about also before is this is very early days. Like, we're going to see this start to hit in waves and waves and waves, I think. And again, as investors, it's pretty exciting. Obviously, we've talked about how we take advantage of these opportunities and look for interesting opportunities in the investment work we do for clients. So listen, that's the content I wanted to go over in this this episode. So thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks again for listening to Stifel's Sightlines. Be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening to automatically receive each week's podcast in your feed.